This is definitely Son of God University with that heavenly song, Carol of the Bells, straight from heaven. That's a heavenly song. Basically, the angels are singing that up there in the heavens. And a guy had a vision. He brought it down to earth. A lot of times they're saying praises to Jah Jay Susi. But then they added words. But that is a heavenly song. And praise Jah Jesus. Happy birthday, Jah Jesus. Exactly. You know, it's September 27th. It's his birthday. What about that, my brother? September 27th. We're rolling on with this Christmas, and we have our treat today. You think you know what Christmas is about? Wait until you hear about what Christmas is really about on December 25th. Isn't that right, my brother?
That's right, Bobby.
Oh, yes. And so the announcements today, basically, you know our Gmail is JesusBaby@gmail.com. People keep asking, JesusBaby@gmail.com. Also on our website, we have the mailing address. People keep saying about that. It's a P.O. Box 30817. That's Seattle, Washington, 98103. And that's Son of God University. That's S-U-N.
Yeah.
That's the Son, the light, and the power of Jesus Christ that's within each and every one of us. And that's pulsing throughout the universe. That's when. Now we're going to have some smack daddy moments from the president, my brother, sweetie.
Good day, baby. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And let us give glory to God, Jesus Christ Almighty, the Supreme Son of God. You know, I hear in the United States of America that the federal government is talking about a shutdown. The reverse party, known as the Republican Party, have a problem with the President of the United States of America. I encourage all American citizens and people that live in the United States of America and surrounding nations nearby is to forward for a big, massive protest. Take your beautiful bodies out in the street, block traffic, walk, protest at the White House, the State House, your city, everybody's house, the White House, your house, the whore house, everybody's house, the church house. Stand, all denominations unite together and get together and go out there and protest in the name of Jah Jesus, baby. Because I hear that they're fighting among one another. The Republicans are fighting the Democrats. The houses are fighting the senators and all this kind of stuff. They need to come into the unity of the faith. But the great American nation is a powerful nation and the whole world is watching. And there's no need in all this foolishness to cut back, you know, because the people, some of the house want to fight against the Health Care Act, the Providing Obamacare Act. You know, it's like, hey, why shut the government down because of a disagreement? And so, therefore, I urge all citizens, priests, imams, rabbis, teachers, pastors, school teachers, students, gang members, street members, lesbians, gay people, straight people, black, white, Hispanic, Asians, Europeans, Russia, everybody, Afrikaans, get out there, my beautiful lovers, and protest with power and light. You can do it peacefully and radical at the same time and get the ball rolling, because I think you only have 8 days left before the so-called shutdown. That is my Smack Daddy announcement right there. On a good note, on a higher note, what about in the Western United States of America, the wonderful Holy Ghost headquarters city, Seattle, Washington, Seattle Seahawks? Let's hear it for the Seahawks, baby.
You know why that's going, my brother.
Yes.
Why is it, what happened on that Seahawks day? They had the cheering and it broke all kind of records.
Yes.
Now, why is that? I mean, that's in Holy Ghost City. I mean, like,
that's right.
Whoa, it broke all records, the world record. I mean, they are on fire. Those Seahawks, they're not going to lose.
No, they are already during the preseason. They won every game of the preseason and every game thus far in the major official season, and they were already contenders to be Super Bowl material because their minds are set, and they whooped the Jaguars today in the United States. They beat them in the Seattle, Washington area 45-17, and the statistics said they was going to beat Seattle was going to beat them by 19.5 points, but it whooped them by 28 points. I think that's beautiful. They whooped San Francisco last week 29-3, and it was said that the Seahawks was going to only win by 3 points. They whooped their asses by a lot of points. I thought that was so beautiful and so fantabulous. And see, and San Francisco was upset, was full of hatred. Don't need to hate my beautiful 49ers. some of the on the internet they call them whiners because they were complaining about the noise. You know, they set the world's record on the decibel 136. That is the largest, the loudest stadium on planet Earth. I think that is so fantabulous and so beautiful that they set the world's record on that great San Francisco Sunday. And as we were going to Copenhagen last week, we had the privilege to, as we were leaving Thailand, oh yeah, greetings from the Royal Republic of Shangri-La, Thailand, where the temperature is a nice mild 88 degrees. And as we were leaving on that particular Sunday early to go to Copenhagen, Denmark, and various places, we stopped. We had the honor to stop for 6 hours in the Puget Sound region, Holy Ghost headquarters, and was able to go down there to the wonderful stadium to hear the noise. And we didn't get to stay for the whole deal, but we heard the sound barrier, and the record was broken. And then as we rejoiced with the Victoria Seahawks, how they won that game, when we went over to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, so I had to stop there for a short time, and then we went right over to the Copenhagen area where the people are seeking for the divine light of the world. So we are just so happy for the sports team and Holy Ghost headquarters in the great Pacific Northwest, the volcano state. Well, Seattle, Washington is ready to win the world over, my loving brother.
You got that right, baby. Jesus energy is pulsing in that Holy Ghost. So that's why they call it the Puget Sound.
Yes.
That sound, that Om sound is there because ancient before then, you had people like Enoch, known as Hermes, hanging
right
out in the Puget Sound. That's what they had the whole city taken up,
yes,
transfigured. I mean, that's a blessed place. I mean, that's where you have the seven hills representing the seven spirits of Jah Jesus.
That's right.
I mean, that place is anointed. That's why they broke the demons. That's why things happen there. That's why that all that cosmic energy there, that place is energy. That's where the New Jerusalem is. That's the place that's what's happening, baby. That's where Microsoft
yes
is. That's where Costco started. That's where businesses are booming.
That's where Boeing is. Yes.
It's not only just spiritual, it happens to the physical too.
Yes.
All comes Starbucks. All those things are there.
Right.
That's commerce. It's happening there, man. That place is booming. It's rocking. It has to. That's where Jah Jesus hung out with.
That's
did
right
you know Jah Jesus hung out in that part? That's one of his favorite places, the Pacific Northwest over
yes
there. Even though they got some negative going on, believe me, that cosmic energy is working there. That Jah Jesus
Jah
energy
Jesus
is pulsing. Just like we're going to get into the Christmas program here, it continues. It's getting
yes
better every
better
Sunday we're on.
Yes.
It's getting better. We're going to tell you why Christmas is on December 25th.
Yes.
Why is that?
Right.
Why did they call it Lord the Sun? Now, before the 5th century, it was Lord the Son, wasn't it, my brother?
Yes, that's right. They in the scriptures, everywhere you see the word the Lord thy God, back in the day, they put the Lord the Son in reference to the divine Holy Spirit, the great light of Christ. That sacred ghost was always acknowledged, and the ghost was glorified all the time.
Wait. Let's put a holy on that ghost,
oh,
my brother.
Oh, yeah, the Holy Ghost. That's right. That's right. The Holy Ghost. That's right. The sacred Holy Ghost was always acknowledged back in the day. And in the scriptures, it said the Lord the Son, S-U-N, the cosmic Christ force, the divine energy of Jesus Christ. Because in that, like my brother was saying earlier, those angelic beings were singing that glorious song, Jah Jesus, 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 Christ Lord. Light of the Christ, light of the Christ, light of the Christ, light of the Christ, Christ, I love you, Christ, I love you, Jah Jesus, Jah 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 Jesus, Jah 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 Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, oh. You see, that beautiful clear with the bells, it's a powerful song because they were hearing the chimes in the heavens with the vibration of the name of the Son of God, and it was being magnified. So that's why this cosmic energy, this great force of love that always was. In the beginning, before anything else existed, the light of Christ, the divine energy of Jesus Christ was always manifesting in the universe. Everything was composed and made of light. And so this great, glorious Jesus Christ came forth. And once the Holy Child, the baby Jesus came forth, he began to magnify the Lord God, his Father. And he began to teach, and he raised up boinkies, people that were inside of love, and people that were being trained. Little young laddies were being trained, and young boys and girls were being trained, teenagers and some adults that were open-minded of the great traveling in space and time.
Yeah, that's right. They were traveling. They were going all over in the world. Like we talked about before, we're going to reiterate that as far as Jesus and his boinkies. Let's get to the definition of boinky. A boinky is a...
one who is a lover, a devout lover of Jesus Christ, and one who glorifies the Holy Ghost, the eternal energy, the light of Christ. One who believes in the purification and the exaltation of his life to elevate. One who believes the totality of Jesus Christ. One who is in love and one who loves every being on planet Earth and beyond.
Jesus, baby.
Jesus,
baby. So basically, you heard what a boinky is. He had all these boinkies. He had 144,000. Now, this Jesus was busy. He wasn't fooling around. He had all his boinkies, like my brother said, from the little boinkies all the way to teenagers. He had some adults, but the young ones was more open. They're fresh from heaven.
Right.
And he was all over the world. He had every country.
Yes.
Now, think of this. They were, before the fifth century, they were into Lord the Son. They were into more of the cosmic Christ than we are today. Today, we can put that reference to, like, everybody in the world know about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they knew about the cosmic Christ.
Yes.
Let's put that in the focus. That's how the whole world was into the cosmic Christ. That's when they came to Bethlehem. They knew about the powerful name of Jesus. They knew. They were chanting. They were into it. Just like we're supposed to be into Jesus. They were into Jesus. That's why they were levitating. That's why things were happening. And so as the boinkies were all over the world, so when you have a whole massive full of people that's into the cosmic Christ, something has to happen.
Yes.
So he was born there. He shed the light. It was light all around Jerusalem and all around Israel. The whole Israel was lit up for 2 years. So the boinkies were all over the world reiterating Jesus' sacred cosmic energy. So as they did that, and their beings, remember, a being is a powerful, we are powerful. We just don't know how powerful we are. We have that Holy Ghost, sacred Jesus energy inside us. It's a deity. We have it in us. We have it. And see, they knew about it. And when you get all these boinkies, 144,000 going to every country in the world, because remember, Jesus, he's a God. He knows what to do. He knows where to put, where to send his boinkies and everything. So all of the world, since he was born, you know, he wasn't just sitting up there goggling. You know, he was up there talking, levitating. Even as an infant, he was zoom, 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 boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm talking about. He was all over the world telling them about the inner life. He said, trust in the Jesus light within you. It has a name. He was teaching everybody all over the world. We lost that. After the 5th century, they put in the Bible, Lord God.
Right.
They substituted it. But it's Lord the Son. That's why it's Son of God University, S-U-N, the cosmic Christ, the cosmic powerful Christ within us.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about. We're gonna zoom, zoom, zoom with that. That's what we're praising. That's what we worship. And that's what Jesus taught. So by him teaching the whole world, something had to happen. Because you have all these people knowing about it in the world. And so all of a sudden, when it gets to that equinox, December 21st, something happened.
Yeah. Because today, speaking of equinox, today is the first day of autumn, and September 22nd is the equinox. That the autumnal equinox, where the days are kind of evenly 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of darkness, you know, plus or minus a few minutes of hither and thither. And so we're beginning a new season that Jesus Christ is born on this great month, on this coming Friday, that you said the 27th, on the time zone in Israel, and represented all over the planet. And so therefore, as we go, as Jesus was already came out, when he was teaching September, and he was teaching as he came out the baby, October, November, and then December. And then around December day, on the 21st, like my brother say, that was the changing of the season, the winter, what they call the winter solstice. The winter solstice is the longest day of the year in the southern hemisphere and the shortest day of the year in the northern hemisphere. So things were equilibrium out, and something happened for 5 days. I mean, this is divine. This is what happened, my brother, on the 5 days with no darkness.
Okay,
on the
5 days. Okay, something happened. When you have a whole bunch of body beings, that's why body beings are important, and they're concentrating on that energy, something has to happen. It was like an explosion in the universe of the earth. Light starts to penetrate everywhere. Basically, what happened, the whole planet became atomized with light. Cosmic energy shined everywhere throughout the earth from September. I'm talking about Jesus' birthday. Happy Jesus. From
right.
December 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th. For 5 days, energy was piercing the earth. I mean, this light was going through the houses. It was going through the caves. It was penetrating everywhere. And during that time, people were becoming energized. They were becoming healed. People were becoming transfigured. People were starting to feel love. The animals start to play with each other and lay down. Matter of fact, the bears came out and start to hug the people. I mean, everything has to have love because this energy is almighty energy. It's pulsing throughout the universe. You never heard this before. What we're telling you here, that's what happened. All this energy was pulsing throughout the universe in planet Earth, all around Earth. And most of the people were perceptive. The evil people that weren't into it, they had to shut down. Matter of fact, you didn't have to go to sleep. You didn't have to eat. Your flesh turned to divine youthness.
Right.
You become transfigured. You become useful. People were just, it was like heaven on Earth. The birds were singing Carol of the Bells. The fish were jumping out the seas, rejoicing. The animals was cooled out. They were lovers. Everybody was a lover.
Even the lion and the tiger.
Even the lion, like they say it in the scripture, the lion, the tiger, everybody was laying together in peace and harmony. Everything was peaceful and harmony. Could you imagine? You didn't have to sleep. All that divine energy, day and night. I'm not talking about just day. I'm talking about day and night. This cosmic light, you think the sun is bright? No, no, no. This was bright cosmic energy.
Was that the Holy Ghost?
It was the Holy Ghost, the Holy Shekinah.
The light of Christ.
The light of Christ.
Wow.
That's why we stress the light of Christ, right. Praising it, loving it, glorifying it. That's what Jesus taught. That's what we're teaching.
Yes.
Everybody on the planet were energized. They felt the love.
Yes.
It was peaceful. It was like heaven on earth. It wasn't like it. It was heaven on earth. And so for 5 days, could you imagine all of a sudden, zoom, 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 this light. My brother,
yes.
You sitting here, all of a sudden, the light just start penetrating. Now, it penetrated your buildings, too. I mean, like,
yes.
The light went everywhere. Tell them about this light, my brother.
This cosmic energy, it was inside, outside, inside your body, everywhere. There was no darkness nowhere. Not even the cockroaches felt comfortable during that time. Because this energy was everywhere, living up all over the planetary system. And so, therefore, the people, they felt a happiness. And if you notice, most people, they feel extra jubilant in December, except those that are stressing out where they got to give grandmother Christmas cards and Uncle Jed. They got to get them some cigars and they got to get Aunt Susie something. But that's not required. See, that's man-made. And the original Christmas is the celebration of the cosmic light. And so the people, they usually get extra jubilant. And if you notice, the people, they celebrate with lights. They always have lights on the trees. Lights,
right.
Lights on the on the buildings and everything, because the light, those beautiful colorful lights represent the Christ light energy that's inside the earth. And we talked about yesterday Sunday about St. Nicholas, when they came by and saw the people with the lights on the rooftop of the Christmas trees, they got gifts. So this light, it's something with attractivity with the light. And so now hear this, my beautiful beloved ones, on today, this beautiful month of September 27th, in a few days, Jesus Christ was born. In the month of September. And remember, we told you the other day that For 2 years, Israel, border to border, was lit up for about approximately 2 years with this cosmic energy because of the holy birth of the Holy Child as he was teaching and manifesting and revelating the divine light of Christ. But when a few months later, after his glorious birth on the planet Earth, December 21st, on the first day of the winter solstice, and the northern hemisphere, and the summer, and it was called summer solstice in the southern hemisphere, that this great light lit up the entire planet, what we call Earth, this beautiful basketball that we live in. It was all lit up with the cosmic Christ. And so that Christ energy was so enfolding the beautiful planet. It is far brighter than the supernova, far brighter than the noonday sun. There is no comparison to the light of Christ, because in the book of Revelation, in the 21st chapter, in the 20th and up, but there, it speaks about, and they shall have no need of the light of the sun, neither of the moon, for the Lord God Jehovah and the Lamb shall be the light thereof. So therefore, this Holy Spirit energy is grander than vitamin D. It's vitamin IHG, the Holy Ghost, all inside of us, you see, and that's the life force. So this energy, this divine light, when the earth was lit up, there were no dark corners, there were no shadows, there were no, in your building, it was all lit up. You didn't have to use no electricity. Like my brother said, you didn't have to get no hungry, you no thirsty get. All that stuff was put to sight because you were in an illuminated status because the light was present right there. And many people come out and they got translated, like Enoch Abo. They did not croak. They did not die. Many that had illnesses and sicknesses, they were healed. And so the power of this Christ light is doing a constant resurrection in our bodies, the resurrection in our eyes, like in my case and many other people's case. The light of Christ is resurrecting our bodies to light as we become aware of this great ghost that we give glory to.
Wait. This great what?
Oh, great Holy Ghost.
Yeah,
oh, that's
holy
right.
On that ghost.
That's right. It's greater than the friendly ghost.
And getting on that note, what about what's happening today as far as the cosmic energy is coming more and more and more, the Christ Jesus Christ, to this planet? Let's get onto that. How is happening to this day? The atmosphere is breaking away, and uh-huh. Matter of fact, it's happening in more of like Australia and all around there. Some people have to wear stuff because that cosmic energy is just so bright. They have to wear hats and they have to wear something to shield themselves because the cosmic force is coming through. It's piercing through, and it's going to be like one great day that all of a sudden is going to be ba-boom, just like that. But it's going to be greater because that's going to be the cosmic energy in its full force without the atmosphere. It's going to just open up, and it's going to just be cosmic energy just energizing you.
Yes.
And I hope my brothers and sisters are ready for that, because only the pure is going to have. If you're not in that status, a lot of people, they're going to be running, trying to hide, but you can't hide from that.
Right.
Why don't you get in that, my brother?
Yes. In the book of Revelation, it said that many people, they were running to the rocks, and some will curse God and blaspheme his name because of the heat of the revelant sun, of the power of this cosmic energy coming to the earth. In the book of Isaiah, in the 29th chapter and in the 30th chapter, I call that the weather report chapters, because it says that the earth, that the sun will become brighter, it's going to be heated 49 times hotter than an ordinary day. It's going to be like 7 days in one day. Now, if you take the mean temperature or the negative temperature, or if you're meteorologically minded, the average temperature for the coldest part of the world is 70 degrees temperature, you know, for the average summer. And if you take, you can even drop to 60. You multiply that 49 times, that's going to be at least about 360 degrees. You will feel that you're baking in the oven. But, like my brother said, on the other hand, if you're in contact with the divine light of Jesus Christ Almighty, and you glorify the sacred Holy Ghost within you on your beautiful coast, you will feel illuminated and transformation will take place for you. The ozone layer is steadily thinning out. Even the meteorological people, they are checking that up, and we are seeing that you look up in the heavens years ago, 49 years ago, the sun will appear more yellowish, yellow-white. Today, it's more white. It is more brighter. You can get a beautiful suntan at 70 degrees versus when it used to be, you had to wait till it gets 80 to 90 degrees. You can begin to feel the intensity of the sun. And Asiatic Alaska, or Kodiak, Alaska, up in there, you can get a suntan and almost a sunburn at 44 degrees because the sun stays in one spot for the same area, especially in the summertime, for like 5 hours straight in that position, so that radiation light is coming down. What is in the sun? The Christ light. The Christ light is the light of the sun. The Christ light is the light of the moon, because in the book of the Revelations, it also speaks about the moon becoming like the sun, the moon becoming bright. When that begins to take place, it's going to have a strong gravitational pull upon the ocean and the rivers. It's already happening now. You saw the dramatic weather. Look at that big typhoon happening over there in mainland China and coming over to Hong Kong. Look at the storm that happened in Mexico. Emmanuel, the tropical storm Emmanuel. Many people were homeless. Many lives were lost. Look at the storm that happened in the western United States of America and the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. They had one day of rain equaled a whole year's day of rain, 365 days consolidated into one day. They said they had that one rainfall that equaled a year's worth of rain. What kind of power is that? The light of Christ, baby, is at work. The energy is constantly moving. It does not take a break. It does not sit back and smoke a stogie. It does not sit down and eat a Danish donut. It just keeps on grooving and keeps on moving and keeps on pulsating. And as we become in love with this divine light of Jesus Christ, we become happy like a happy chick. And we become illuminated, and you would be like me. You'd be singing, Jorge Susi, Jorge Susi, Jorge Susi, Jorge Susi, Jorge Susi, Jorge Susi, Jorge Susi. You'll be just happy singing the new song of praise. Because when you give glory to this light of Christ, this sacred energy, now dig this. Jesus Christ, the divine Son of the Father God, Jesusi, did he spend more time praising the inner God than the God in the heavens?
Definitely so. You know he did. He spent all his time. Sometimes he said he put people on hold. Hey, I want to praise my Father within.
Yes.
Leave me alone. You know. The Father does it. He started off. Start him with Allah Jehovah. Now he does it. His Son does it.
Wait a minute. Did you say Allah Jehovah praises the Holy Spirit?
You better believe it.
He can't do that. He's the highest God.
Allah Jehovah praised the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Jesus followed his Father's footsteps in everything he did. And okay. He was praising it. It comes down to Jesus. Then it comes down to the seven spirits. Then it comes down to everybody else on this planet should be praising the Holy Spirit. That's what it is. Matter of fact, we praise Lord Jesus Christ, and that's really great. But Jesus Christ, it's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But let's get with it. Without that light of Christ, we're doomed.
Exactly.
I mean, we can't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you can praise Jesus Christ, and that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's really get wrapped up in the light of Christ. Because when you have that, you don't depend on no arm of flesh. It's a curse who put their trust in arm of flesh.
Yeah.
That's what Romans says. So, I mean, you got to depend on that light of Christ in everything you do. My brother, you know that. You're blind. You have to. We have to. In everything we do,
exactly.
We have to depend on that inner voice within. The Jesus. That's the name of it. Jesus. But you can use Jesus.
That's
we're not
right.
bound.
That's
it
right.
knows its name.
Yes.
It's intelligent.
That's
it's the
right.
divine intelligence. So it's intelligent. If you say Jesus, that's cool.
Yes.
But we say Jesus, sometimes we say Jesus. It doesn't matter. Give it a name. That name is powerful.
Yes,
my
is.
Brother and I know that name
oh,
is powerful.
Yes.
Some people say, oh, I do the spirit. What spirit are you talking about? It's
right.
many spirits. The spirit of the Holy Ghost is name. It has to have a name. It's a deity.
Right.
It has a personality. It's,
yes.
it's divine energy. You got to depend on that. Like my brother said.
Yes. You hit it right on the thumbs with the thumb on the nosy. That you got to depend on the powers of the light of Christ inside of you, because when you trust in that sacred light and you recognize the name Jesus, you call upon that name of power, recognizing that Jesus lives inside of your temple being, you will have a magnanimous joy of illumination. Because as we become more divinely aware of the sacred divinity that is in us, we are dynamic beings. Like my brother said earlier, we are magnanimous. We are a magnificent race of people. How are the human beings a magnanimous race of people? Because every individual was sparked with the Christ light as they came into the world. We always existed with the Father in the heavens. And then when the time came that we were sent to earth, like our brother, Elder Brother Jesus the Christ, he came down and set the divine pattern and example. And trusting in that light, it is a guide. It is a divine guide. Like you say, if your eyes are lack of vision, the light of Christ will be your sight and will guide you like it guides me. It will direct you to where you should go, and you don't have to have no worry if anybody's going to attack you, because the light of Jesus Christ is the protector power. It illuminates you. One day, speaking of that, I was in one of the cities in the United States of America, and I was walking the street, and the guy had a torch light, a torch blower, to burn my hair. And I was standing there, And I said, I feel the heat, but it's not the sun from the heavens. And the energy said, just stand still. Someone has a torch. They want to burn your beautiful long hair. And so I stood there and concentrated on the name of the light of Christ, which is Jesus. So as I was saying, Jesus, within me, that guy that was trying to torch me, the torch turned on him and nearly torched himself. He nearly get burned up like a silly head. You see, you don't mess with one of Jesus Christ's boinkies, because the light of Christ is a protector. We got to be aware of these power. Now, these dead, musty churches are the musty, rusty, and dusty, and they're not teaching nothing. They're not talking about the light of Christ. May the Lord Jesus bless them and have mercy on them. May they fold up and turn into aerobic centers. Like I said, yesterday month, turn them into aerobic centers. They'll put some weights in there and build muscles. Turn them into a gymnasium, because they're wasting time, because they're denying the powers of the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. There are religious people today saying you don't have to have the Holy Spirit to be saved, or have to be redeemed, or to be taken up in heaven. How on the earth are they going to be transported? How are they going to be raptured up into the heaven of heavens if they don't have the Spirit of Jesus Christ? Because the Spirit of Jesus Christ is a purified power. Now, you heard us talk about how in the glorious month of December, how things were illuminated, how those five days the earth was lit up with the power. People, they lost their hunger. They didn't have to get hungry. They had to get no thirsty. They didn't have to get no sleepiness. And the divine healing was taking place. This is a reality. Nothing exists without the light. Everything God made in the beginning to the present that he made it out of light. You got these lying rascals going around saying God made the world out of nothing. You know, the song said by Billy Preston says, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Nothing times nothing is nothing. You look at the mathematical law. Zero times zero equals zero. Zero plus zero is zero. Nothing. But you got the light. Jesus, in the beginning with his father, when the father was teaching Jesus Christ how to create, he said, let there be light. When the first human was created, Atibadon and Laiva, their bodies were formed of light. They're the wonderful deep and the experiment. So Every human that comes to earth today, we're composed of light. We are divine. Why? Because we got the divine Christ light in us. The scripture says, by the blood of Jesus, we are made the righteousness of God. How can that be? Because of the sacred blood of the Son of God. That Jesus Christ, but he died on the cross for us years ago. You heard the story on the Easter time and the passion story of the passion of the Christ and the good Maundy Thursday and the good Wednesday. When the Jesus was assassinated, he sacrificed the sacred blood. The blood came forth and for the offering to God, and that everybody might be redeemed that call upon the name of Jesus Christ. So the price has been paid. All the earth beings must do is receive and accept this glorious light and receive the divine sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Once a person repent of their negatives and be baptized in the great name of Jesus Christ of glory and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost on their coast, wherever they may live, they can have the access to this power of Jesus Christ.
God, Jesus, baby. God, Jesus. You better believe it. This access of that power is going to help you in everyday living. My brother say it will wrap you up to heaven. It will do all that. But while you're on earth to attain that, it's going to help you in your everyday living.
Yes.
That's what it does. It's not just to be in a church and hoop and holler. Basically, this Holy Ghost power is the inner voice to tell you what to do, what job to get, what to wear, what to eat, what foods to eat. There's a lot of stuff you shouldn't be eating, you should eat. We'll get into that some other time. But the divine light of Christ is telling you all that thing. It's your guide. You don't need nobody to tell you. Basically, it's your doctor.
That's
Dr.
Right.
Holy Ghost.
That's right.
It'll tell you what to do.
Yes.
It'll tell you everything, what you should eat. You don't need to go to a doctor to tell you all that. You have the divine light of Christ in you. It will talk to you. That's what Jesus was teaching his boinkies. Depend on the light of Christ within you. It's your guide. It's your helper. It's your comforter.
Are you saying that the light of Christ lives inside of a physical body?
It loves physical bodies.
Okay.
It's not. Remember, the scripture says, I'm knocking at your door. It's knocking at all of our consciousness.
Yes.
God, Jesus, it's knocking at it. But a lot of us, you can get so into whatever you're in, you're just not hearing. You may kind of attend, but you don't want to trust that inner God, you know. But yeah, my brother, you know, it loves body temples. It wants to get into. That's where it lives.
Oh, okay. Can we text this Holy
Ghost?
Yeah,
let me text that now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. I mean, it's beyond reason. I mean,
right.
That Holy Ghost, I don't know what I would do in life if I didn't have that. I mean, I've done so much with that life. Christ, that life, Christ has saved me so much. It's a reality. And that's what people have to get, a reality for themselves.
Yes.
And those people say there's no Holy Ghost. I don't know what are they at, because basically that's the main God of the earth.
That's
if you want to say it. That's our God of the earth. And that's what Jesus was teaching. You know, he said, you know, he's this, he's that. But he said, hey, depend on my spirit in you. I put that in you for a reason. I made your bodies. I put that Holy Ghost that the Father, I put it in you for you can be transfigured. That's why the angels are upset, because you, he said, aren't ye gods? He was telling you, you're God. Don't you? You can become in Godhood. You can become like him. He's going to always be ahead. But we are gods and goddesses if we use his divine principles. And Son of God University, that's why we're here. My brother's president, that's why we're here. Yeah. We're here to tell you about the truth of Jesus. That's why we have 122 million listening. Why is it growing so fast? Yeah. It has to. The Holy Ghost is making it do it. We don't really need to advertise. One person tells. They know the truth. The truth was in you. Everybody has that living truth, divine truth, the holy truth. And that truth will bear witness of what we're saying. We want you to get into your consciousness. It's good to read the Bible and Scripture, but it's more into your consciousness. That's to open up your consciousness, to tell you what's right and wrong. Basically, you know what's right and wrong. You know it's not good to go kill somebody. You know you don't have to have those mundane laws like Moses put, thou shall not kill. Everybody know you shouldn't kill. Thou shall not steal. Thou shall not bear false witness against my neighbor. All those stuff. You know that. Everybody has it in them. But, you know, some people can get so low, they're just ignoring it. Or they go beyond it. Or they go to blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
my brother.
That's right, baby. Because when the person go against the Holy Ghost, they got a problem. Because Jesus Christ said, there is all manner of sin can be forgiven by humans. From humans can be forgiven. But the one sin that cannot be forgiven is a blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. And how to do that is to keep rejecting that sacred power that's within. Because that power, it speaks to the birth of, it is your birth of consciousness. You be going someplace and people say, you know, something within me told me don't do this. That's the divine personality of Holy Spirit, the divine light of Christ. That's Jesus in you. That is the illumination of crystallization, the power of exaltation, the power of purification, the power of sanctification, and that glorification and all that excitement. You see, if you're going to be happy for the rest of your life, you want to make Jesus the great light in your life. If you want to become jubilant and joyful, wherever you are on this planet, you can just, anywhere you are, if you're in the football stadium watching the Jets play, or if you was at the Seahawks and watched them, or anywhere you are, you can pray to the great light within you. You don't have to sit up in a shrine and a budala and pray. The almighty energy is omnipresent everywhere at all the time, and that everywhere can see you and know what's happening. And as you kneel within your being and call upon that powerful force, light of Christ, Jesus, Jesus Christ will rescue you and forgive you for your sins. There are many people right now in the Islamic Republic of Iran that are turning to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is making personal visitations to them because they are seeking for truth. They said, Allah, let me know who is Jesus Christ. I need to know what power he is. It is stated he is called Son of God. I need to know. When you ask with the real intent, you will know the truth. And by the power of the Holy Ghost within you, the truth shall be revealed to you, and you will have to not get disturbed, neither get worried, neither get confounded. Because this sacred record is inside of every individual, and it is a reality. And so therefore, as you get wrapped up into this great light of Jesus Christ, and dig this, the light of Christ is closer than thumbs on noses. It is far closer than the breath in your body. It is closer than hands and feet. You cannot dispute this power. This intelligence is in your consciousness. It's in your mind. Our bodies are to be filled with it. Our bodies are made of it. Our heartbeat pumps every day. It never takes a break. The day your heart takes a break, the day you die. So therefore, that light of Christ never takes a break, it never gets tired, it never slumbers, nor sleeps, nor angers. This loving force is quick to forgive. When you repent and ask this loving Jesus Christ to forgive you, it happens. And if you have an ought against anyone, forgive them right away. Don't hold grudges. Isn't that right, my brother?
That's right.
Because when you hold resentments and negativity, that will bring you down. Like those wonderful, beautiful San Francisco 49ers, they were very angry. They were upset, and I think they lost today against a lesser team. You see, you can't be angry. You have to be joyful. Even though you're playing the game, you cannot generate hate to the people that you're playing against. One good thing about the Seattle Seahawks and the Pacific Northwestern United States, they generate love. They say they love all the people that they play against. They have respect for all the people they play against, and they don't play them to hate them. They play them to win, and that's the name of the game, is to play to win within, my friend. Because when you win through the light of Jesus Christ, you feel good. And if you happen to lose a game, you don't hate the opponent. You don't hate them. You just send more forth love. Because the name of the game is to love. And so, therefore, this light of Jesus Christ that lit up the planet. Now, think of that. We talk about the 5 days, how the earth was lit up. And then after the fifth day, after Christmas Day, the 25th of December, and then that fifth day, then everything went back to normal. That's why the people feel December 25th. Boom, boom, boom. Zoom, zoom, zoom. You see, because if you look 9 months ago, going back to Jesus' birth, now just dig this. When you and the angels told Maria, Mother Maria, that mm-hmm. Jesus was going to be born,
mm-hmm.
it was December 25th,
yeah.
6 B.C.
See.
And then on September 22nd, 5 B.C., bada big, bada boom, here come the big baby.
That's something that the sperm... Jesus Christ came into her on that day.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit injected her.
Right.
December 21st.
Wait a minute.
I mean, December
25th. It wasn't no man?
25th.
It wasn't no man?
No.
The
Holy Ghost came into her on December 25th.
Oh.
And then, check this out. Then the Holy Spirit illuminated the world is still on the 25th. That's why Christmas is celebrated on the day, because basically it's about the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Jesus is included. I think
yes.
We should go from August until January, because there's a lot of stuff happening as far as dealing with the Holy Spirit, dealing with Jesus Christ's birth, dealing with the Holy Spirit. I mean, it's just so much, and we got so much to tell you, like, next week. I'm not going to get into that, but
right.
It's just like it's another surprise you're going to think it's something. You're going to say, whoa. And so all this is leading up to Jesus and his energy.
Yes.
And it should be, we should put up our light. There's nothing wrong with doing that, starting from August.
That's right.
Going all the way to January. When we get through with you, you're going to see why you should be doing that. Because, hey, the light of Christ. It's about the light of Christ.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, like my brother said. You know, the light of Christ. You can't, it's bada boom.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is extreme. You cannot get away from that power, because when you wrap to the light of Christ, you feel a good feeling inside. You see, you learn to praise this power. This power is very loving. The light of Christ is very friendly. It is not an enemy of the state. It's a lover of the state. It's a lover of all humankind. Like I just stated, the light of Christ loves to indwell in body beings, because body beings are composed of this very light. From the very first man on earth at Tibidon to the very last person that come to earth will be composed of the light. And so this light is just... It's magnanimous. There's no limitation to it, because now think about this. This light of Christ is a healer. It lives inside of it. And the powers of the resurrection in the book called Secrets of Eternity by Annalise Skyrin, Volume 4, she wrote that very revelation. And speaking of Annalise Skyrin, she was translated June 1951. She took her body with her to the heavens. She did not die. She did not croak. I don't care what lies that they have lied on the internet. Somebody was against her. Because of the church that she used to belong to, many of them are putting out lies that she croaked. No, 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 she did not die. She was. There's affidavital records say that Annalise Skyrin was translated on June of 1951, and she was caught up into the heavens, and her body was illuminated. Most churches today, they're teaching you how to die, how to prepare, how to get old, how to be, you know, this is, who wants to be in a religion that teaches you how to go down? We're not into the down syndrome. People are tired of the down syndrome. The book of Colossians 1:26 to 1:27, it said, this is the mystery that was hid before the foundation of the world, Christ in you,
you.
The hope of glory.
Why did they hide it up, my brother? It says the mystery that was hid up. From the foundation.
Yeah.
Why?
It was hidden for a while because in ancient times, like back in the Atlantean age and the Lemurian age, mm-hmm. and in those ancient times that the people took the Christ light when they knew about it and it was manifesting in their lives, they began to usurp the power and they began to do negative things. And instead of them giving the glory to the light of Jesus Christ, they went around boasting and said they were the light of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are lights, of course, but they've got to be under submission to the great cosmic light.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, they got an ego, and their head got big as three basketballs put together. And that ego just took a trip. And so, therefore, they had to be thrust down to hell.
Okay.
And so the sacred, like a lot of stuff is so sacred, the people, they cannot know. And because they'll take it and they'll confound it and confuse it. But one good thing about today, they cannot overpower the light of Christ. They can try that today. It will not work because what they try to do negative, the very thing they try to do negative, it will destroy you.
Right.
It will destroy the people because when people that are working the black magic and negativity and sorcery and mind control and how to control somebody and puppetize their human thought pattern, that will backfire on them because they are taking the powers of the mind and they are taking it and they're using it to control people and hypnosis, all that kind of stuff. And people think they got power. Oh, no, you ain't got no power, baby. I remember going to the beach in different parks in the United States of America, and I was sitting on the beach or sitting in some parks, and these guys were sending thoughts to my head, or you know, because they wanted me. I got big muscles, and they wanted sexually desire me. And I picked the thought up on the head of my shirt, you know, getting a suntan for the bodybuilding contest, and the divine Holy Spirit motivated me to turn around and I could take out that person. And I look at them, I said, you really are trying to channel me, aren't you? I said, no, you can't have my thoughts. Eat. I said, no, you must go. You have a good diet. And they were tripping because they tried to channel the negative thought pattern to sexuality. There's a lot of things people are trying to do against your will. When you got the seal, the light of Jesus Christ, it is your only hope. Just like in Star Wars motion picture, Ben Obi-Wan Kenobi is your only hope, they said. So this active force that is inside of us is relative, is imperative to have the light of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ spirit, I tell you, my beautiful lovers, it is the reality. It is the realistic thing. This is why so many people want to be on our program. Hundreds of people have been there, emailing, and
right.
want to come on and everything, and they want to get an interview. And we have to follow the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. I want to ask all you people that interview, that contact us, do you believe in this Christ-like energy? Do you believe you can stay young forever? Do you call upon the name of Jesus Christ? Do you call on the name of Jah Jay Susie? Are you allergic to Jah Jay Susie? Can you say Jah Jay Susie? Can you say Jah Jesus? Are you scared? Are you scared of the name? You see, think about that. And then my colleague from Youngstown State University, Ken Jay, in Youngstown, Ohio, I want you to contact me. Either my cell phone or call the station or call the email us and write a letter to the Holy Ghost headquarters in the Puget Sound region or Gmail and let me know whether you have got a better understanding of the worship to Jesus Christ and let me know if you, my beautiful friend from Youngstown State University, are you praising the Holy Spirit today? Do you believe that you can talk to this inner voice? Mr. Ken Jerry, I love you very much, my good friend. I want you to contact me and let me know, and not only him but many around the world. Don't be afraid to email. Everybody want to come on the airwaves and they want to talk and they want to do this. That's nice, but do you have a firm foundation into this everlasting life? We believe that you can live on and on and on without aging, without physical ailments, without death, and you won't get bored. I heard earth people told me, I don't want to live forever. I'll get bored. I said, don't worry, sweetheart. You'll die soon. You'll die between now and 120 years of age. Don't worry. You'll die. You see? But if a person wants to die, they have the freedom to die. Life and death are in the power of the individual. It's in the book of the prophets and the book of the Proverbs and the book of Deuteronomy. It says Jehovah, the great God, has given the people the power and their thoughts, what they want to do. It says you can select life, death, sickness, wealth, health. We have a choice. We have a choice. This is so beautiful because the particular age when they made humankind back in the days, he said, I've given you a freedom of choice. No communism, no dictatorialism, no mind control, no hypnosis to the mind. This is powerful. The free will agency is a sacred gift to have, and this is what the spirit of Jesus Christ has given every human being on the earth, my beautiful ones. And we tell you the same thing. If you don't want to receive this, it's okay. We still love you. We won't get mad. We'll give you a bag of potato chips, and we'll buy you a Whopper at Burger King, and we will give you some drinks, and we will help. We will love you. We won't get mad. You see, but the truth is the truth. You know in your heart, inside of your consciousness, you know the truth is being spoken, and the inner spirit is bearing witness with your spirit that what you hear is the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't see us pimping people off. You don't see us begging for money. We don't hustle you. And speaking about that, there were some group of people that were talking about the dollar bill. And they would say, you know, the emblem on the dollar bill is negative, the all-seeing eye. You know, this is Down syndrome. I tell you what, my beautiful lovers, everybody that thinks the dollar bill of the United States of America is negative, send that dollar to me. Just send it to me. Just write to the post office box, 30817. That's post box and see, after Washington 98103. Yeah, right there in the United States of America. I'll get it. Don't worry. If you hate the American money, you don't want to believe in God, just send the money right to me, baby. I won't get mad. I will use it. I will have a ball. I have more money to go to the Seahawks when I do return back to the States. So therefore, but I heard, you know, my brother, so many people have been talking about the dollar bill.
Well, they don't understand what that dollar bill means, because all these men of Jesus who founded this country,
yes,
you know, like George Washington,
yes,
Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams. These men were into the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes, they were.
Why do you think a person like Benjamin Franklin had thousands of inventions?
Yes.
I mean, matter of fact, he taught people how to take baths. He was the first one. I mean, like,
that's right.
These men they weren't religious. They
right.
were into the Holy Spirit.
Spirit.
That's how this nation was founded. These men were into the Holy Spirit. They wrote by the Holy Spirit. Thomas Jefferson wrote by the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
These people were into the Holy Spirit. They weren't religious. And people say, well, they did this, they did that. You shouldn't judge them.
Right.
Nobody judged them. Only Jesus is the only perfect person.
That's right.
He's the only, Jesus is the only perfect. These men were motivated by the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
They knew about the Holy Spirit, and that's how this country was founded by them. And matter of fact, on the dollar bill, tell them what that means. Since they so against it, it has a significant meaning with the pyramid on it and all this, you know. Tell them what that means, my brother.
Yes, that great pyramid of Egypt, of Gaza, that was a pyramid that the ancient ones built. The translated ones, like Enoch and his people. Enoch was the translated. You'll find in Genesis 5:24, Hebrews 11, verse 5 and 6. It said, by faith Enoch was translated. He did not experience physical death, for God took him into heaven alive. And he had the power to levitate. They built those strong buildings and the structure without manual strength. They built it with the powers of thought, with the powers of their mind, with the powers of the Holy Spirit inside of them. See, the Holy Spirit always existed. It always existed, always been around. And so therefore, my beautiful ones, you must recognize that this power on the dollar bill represents the light of Christ, the all-seeing eye, the eye of Jesus Christ, the all-seeing eye of the inner spirit. And we're going to tell you more and more exciting things on this Christmas season, and we're going to go forth, and we're going to say, c'est la vie, we're going to say, namaste, aloha, mahaki dao, como se ka, assalamu alaikum, Jehovah shalom. We're out of
here,
baby.
Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby.
Jesus.
We got it going on.
Yes, we do, baby. Jesus.
Jesus.